firstly, hope that no one was hurt in the accident. And once again, I'm making it myself that here we go again. We're back to within 17, not fit for purpose. We know it's not fit for purpose. I'm looking at it now over the last 6 months. I stand to be corrected, but I'd be saying one accident a month is what it seems to be averaging out at. If we're serious about DIN 17 and getting this done, we need to see more money being put in. I do welcome with 10.2 million for the National Roads announced last week, 1.8 million to be in for Colooney to Castle Baldwin Road, 2.1 million for DIN 16 road alignment, but 1 million to DIN 17, I'm very disappointed with that. Yes, I'm happy it's keeping it on the National Development Plan 2021 to 2030, but I was hoping that a larger amount would be allocated. As I keep saying, is I don't want to come back to a day where we lose a life on a road where we know the road is not fit for purpose.
And it's one of those, councillor, where hearing the disappointment in your voice, it kind of boils down to, well, how well-versed you are on the road, that anyone that goes up and down that road doesn't feel annoyance when they hear about an accident. They feel pity because everyone understands how lethal it is, those bends, those junctions. You really can take your life into your own hands at points. And it's just very disappointing that you've had this N17 knocked back numerous times down the past years. And, you know, there's been a lack of maybe accountability on that. And the reason's why, because now there's so many accidents and, you know, it just, you don't want it to all be for nothing. And that's why it's so important to get these next steps moving, isn't it?
Definitely. And look, at, as I said, I welcome the 1 million towards this. We go back a year and a half ago where Minister Ryan came down to Sligo and told us that he was going shelving it. It's good to see that it is still in the National Development Plan. But as you said there now, it's not a surprise anymore that there's accidents on it. As I said before, and I know this road all my life, I'm up and down this road twice a day, every day of the week, to and from Sligo at work. And the problem that's happening is, especially when there is an accident, it goes down to one lane, and then the traffic has been diverted. That Friday evening, I believe, was diverted into Ballymote. We have to take into account we're diverting lorries, airticks, buses, vans, couriers, people coming on to from Sligo, from Galway. We're diverting them into smaller villages where we're actually, after seeing the speed limits coming down from 80 kilometres to 60 kilometres. Now, on a Friday evening, we all know, and we can say whatever we want, but we all know that people are in a rush home, are in a rush to get to somewhere. So the speed limits are not being adhered to. And I would be very fearful with the DIN 17 not being fit for purpose, an accident happening on it, that when we do divert the traffic into smaller towns and villages, there's going to be another accident there. And what the outcome is going to be of that, I wouldn't like to say.